AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hamas has freed two Israeli women it had been holding in the Gaza Strip since its October 7th incursion into Israel. The U.S. has been advising Israel to delay any ground invasion to allow more time for talks on hostages. But Sagar Magani reports the Pentagon is rushing advisors and defenses to the Mideast in preparation.
The advisors include a Marine three-star general well-versed in urban warfare to both help Israel plan its war and mitigate civilian casualties. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is trying to prevent the Israel-Hamas fight from becoming a wider war and looking to protect U.S. troops who have come under repeated attacks, which Iran is likely endorsing.
And in some cases, actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others.
The Pentagon has sent missile defense systems and two carrier strike groups to the region. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Doctors in Gaza say dwindling fuel supplies are putting premature babies in incubators at risk. The UN Health Agency estimates 130. UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric.
The situation in hospital remains dire given the shortage of electricity, medicine, equipment, and specialized personnel. The Shifa Hospital in Gaza, the largest in the strip, is currently treating some 5,000 patients, significantly over its normal capacity of 700.
The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 5,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza in 17 days of war. In Israel, more than 1,400 have been killed, mostly in Hamas's initial assaults. Senator Bob Menendez has entered a not guilty plea to a charge alleging he conspired to act as an agent of the Egyptian government. The New Jersey Democrat stepped down as chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee after he was criminally charged last month. And a new study finds no matter how much the world cuts carbon emissions, a sizable chunk of Antarctica is essentially doomed to an unavoidable melt. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street wobbled to a mixed close, continuing a months-long run where it has slavishly followed the queue of the bond market. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%. The Dow fell 190 points, about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.3%. Stocks had slumped in early trading, hurt by a continued rise for Treasury yields. The 10-year yield again touched its highest level since 2007. Yields eventually eased lower in the bond market. That helped relax conditions for the stock market, particularly for big tech and other high-growth companies. Chevron slid 3.7%. The energy giant is buying rival Hess in an all-stock deal valued at $53 billion. It was the second big deal in the energy industry in 2 weeks. Earlier this month, ExxonMobil said it was buying Pioneer Natural Resources in a deal valued at almost $60 billion. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.